None but the hungry heart. 2:7. Grow to share. For they disciplined us only a short time, as it seemed proper to them. But he does it for our good, in order that we may share his holy character. Hebrews 12, verse 10. It is only natural to feel that our need requires immediate victory, but the truth is that we cannot come to maturity apart from the Holy Spirit's processing and development of our life day by day. A quick and easy victory would cripple our usefulness in these two ways. We would not understand the all-important principle of processing. We would not appreciate the needs of others. If we are unable to share, we abide alone like a grain of wheat that does not die. So often in the battle, we go to the Lord and pray and plead and appeal for victory, for ascendancy, for mastery over the forces of evil and death. And our thought is that in some way the Lord is going to come in with a mighty exercise of power and put us into a place of spiritual maturity as in an act. We must have this mentally corrected. What the Lord does is to enlarge us to possess. He takes us through some exercise, through some experience, takes us by some way which means our spiritual expansion, an increase of spirituality, so we occupy the larger place spontaneously, because of our growth. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased. Exodus 23:29-30. Now for the time being, no discipline or child training seems to be pleasant. It is painful. Later on, however, to those who are trained by it, it yields the fruit of peace, which grows from upright character. Hebrews 12, verse 11.